6D. Listening Skills. Exercise 1, page 90. Recording 1.
Staying in touch with family and friends shouldn't cost you a fortune. Instead, take advantage of Chatterbox's summer smartphone offer. For just £40, you can purchase the new ChitChat 4i handset, the most advanced 6-inch smartphone on the market. But that's not all. You'll enter our Chatterbox Friends plan. This means that for just £30 per month, you can send unlimited text messages, make 500 minutes of calls and have 1 GB of mobile internet data, perfect for keeping up to date with your social network accounts. So get down to a Chatterbox shop near you and take away your brand new smartphone today.
Recording 2.
Good morning, Max. Oh, sorry, I didn't see you were on the phone.
It's okay, Sophie. I'm just using it to check my emails before I arrive at the office.
Good plan. I read the memo about us not being allowed to access personal emails from work computers. But how can you connect your phone to the internet without a Wi-Fi connection?
I'm using 3G. It's a way of getting internet access on the go. Right now, I'm also arranging a football game for the weekend with my friends by social media.
Wow, you can do so much with smartphones these days. My brother never has his out of his hands. I really ought to buy myself one soon.
Recording 3.
Welcome back to Channel 8 News. Now for some technology news. A study by the University of Leeds has confirmed that there is no link between exposure to Wi-Fi signals and the emergence of brain tumours. In recent years, activists have called for a ban on public Wi-Fi signals, claiming that the radiation they emit can cause health risks to the brain. Professor Neil Coates, lead researcher on the team, however, claims that Wi-Fi holds no such risks. Coates does stress, however, that more research needs to be done on other possible health effects of continued exposure to Wi-Fi signals.